Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Carla. I'll be co-hosting with Sister Powell, opening up her line. Your line is now open, Sister Powell.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Amen. Good night, brothers and sisters in Advent Light, Pearl Line. We here myself, Sister Powell will be the host, as Sister Carla said, and Sister Carla will be co-hosting. I just want to welcome everyone who joined us tonight, and we are supposed to have some new brothers and sisters who will be coming on, and we are asking our brothers and sisters, we all welcome you, and we are asking our brothers and sisters to press number one so that the line will be open. We also will be having the children, our grandchildren, the Kuwabis, sisters. They will be presenting to us a song. And also, we are here to welcome everyone. So I will offer a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I just want to thank you for this privilege that we can come before you at this time. Lord, we thank you that we can join, we can meet to give praises and to bring glory to your name. We want to thank you for everyone who joined us, the children who will be coming on. These children were on the line for a baby and now they are grown. We thank you that you are using them, that they can bring glory to your name. And also thank you for our first time caller and everyone who will join us tonight. We pray. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters in Advent Light Prayer Line, I will ask if the first song, we will ask Sister Vivian to press number one, and she will sing our opening song for us. If you're on, Sister Carla, can you?
What is her number? What does her number start with?
518.
Is it three? Okay.
518.
Amen. Your line is now open.
Okay, thank you.
Five oh five, your line is open.
Hello, this is Ashleen and the girls at 51505.
Okay, sure. Your girl can go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good night, everyone. These are the little girls. Now they are much older, but they're still little girls, and we're going to sing for you two songs. Okay, first we're going to sing which one? Okay.
Amen.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give an arrow to him. All he wants to
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any minute. Okay, praise the Lord. You know, children lifting up their voice to the Lord, doing something constructive and thanking the Lord with their praises is what the Lord waits for, and he wants to hear from each and every one of us. Amen. Sister Power line dropped, so I'm waiting for her to come back on. But I just want to share a reading I've been doing today. And please go ahead and press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading that you would like to share or encouraging word. Please press 1 so that I can open your line. And I will go ahead and share my reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And I'll started at verse 9. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. It says, sing unto him, which is the Lord, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. So we're supposed to talk of his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continuously. Amen. Verse 12, remember his marvelous work that he has done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. O ye seeds of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen one. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac, and has confirmed the same to Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan, the lots of your inheritance, when ye were but few, even few, and strange in it, and when ye went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, ye suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved the king for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. So praise the Lord, his promise of old is continually still to us today. So let us praise the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, and his love towards us. Amen. And just one more thing. Okay, I think it was in Isaiah chapter 49. But I'll go ahead and open the line. And I believe Sister Powell is back on, but I'll go ahead and open the line for the first caller that has pressed 1-225-337. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sister callers and sisters and brothers, Sister Powell. I am calling to share. Can you hear me? I would like to share Galatians chapter 2:20, which is one of my favorite scriptures here. And I will read. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And sisters and brothers, I would like to read spirit prophecy on that scripture. It says, verse 2:20, and this is what it says, the greatest work in the world. It says, everything good in men and women is the fruit of the working of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit teaches us to reveal righteousness in our lives. The greatest work that can be done in our world is to glorify God by living the character of Christ. God will make perfect only those who will die to self. Those who are willing to do this can say, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And I just want to give God the thanks for this verse, because when I first realized about my Jesus, I was about in my 20s, I believe, and I began. Although I was doing some things of Christ when I was young, and some things was not so good, when I understood, I was blessed, and I began to walk in the Lord. Now, I'm not saying by any chance I was a saint, no, but I had begun to change, and I just want to give God the glory for that, because when I saw that change, I began to share the word. But I had many dreams, and those dreams confirmed that to share God's word to others. And when I begin to share those words, even today, I have friends that tell me, you remember you used to tell me about the Bible and you used to pray for me. And I just want to give God thanks, because sisters and brothers, it wasn't me. It was God in me, because it was the Bible says, we as filthy as rags. There was no righteousness in me, but it was the Holy Spirit leading me. And I give God all the glory and praise. And as for now, God get the glory from the beginning till the end, sisters and brothers, because I still will love God to continue to lead and guide me. You know, the word says, as we get older, being Christ longer, we should be more grounded and more faith. But you know what, sister? Self, if it doesn't die. So that's why I love this scripture. And I go back to the scripture a lot of times. Oftentimes, it says that, and when it says that that Christ living in me, and he said, I live it said that I live yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. I say, Lord, take that every day and help me to do this. And because I can't do nothing but ask the Lord to strengthen me. So sisters and brothers, I want to thank you. And Brother O'Neill called me. He also have a word that he want to share with us tonight. So please be kind and let him share. He's going to take about 15 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes. He had asked me, but I'm sorry that I wasn't able to open, but I'm getting it together. So thank you, Sister Carla, for being so kind and patient to host the prayer line again. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Sister Carla, are you hearing me? Sister Carla?
Yes, I'm sorry, my line was on mute. Yes, we're hearing you.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing and also reading that scripture and to be obedient, because that is what the Lord wants us to do, you know, the Holy Spirit, and for us to glorify God and also to follow his character and be like him so that we will able to do his work. Well, I just want to thank again, Sister Carla, my phone dropped a while ago, and I thank you that you took it up. I thank God for my grandchildren. The children's mother came on with them, and we just want to let you know, Sister Ashleen and the children, that we thank God to know that you was been, you know, so faithful so that you could bring those children back. We do remember when those children, my grandchildren, were baby from their baby, they was able to come on the line with singing their little wonderful song. And, you know, this is what the Lord wants us to do. So I just want to let Nehome, Denise, and Ashleen to let them know that we all give thanks and praise that God have been using them to minister by their wonderful voice and to bring joy and peace and happiness in our hearts. So thank you again. And also, Sister Leola. Yes, brothers and sisters on Advent Light, we ask you to press number one. We have the scripture passage who would match to read for me. I would like, if you are on the line, if you could press number one, and I'm asking you, please, if you could read, Ms.
Yes.
Stephanie.
Yes, I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-366. Your line is open.
So Vivian, right?
Okay,
thanks.
This is Vivian Scott.
Okay,
and,
yes.
She had asked me to sing a song. I don't know if she was ready for that, or I'm just thankful that I'm able to come on tonight. It's my first time I ever joined your prayer line. So,
amen.
Should I do what she wants me to do now,
yes,
or
yes.
She has something else to say?
Yes,
it's
yes.
A song. It's a song that says, "Burdens are lifted at Calvary."
Days.
Are you ready?
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. weary heart, ache and tears. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Burdens are lifted on Calvary. Calvary, Jesus is very near. Thank you, Sister Scott, for that song. And that song reminds us, brothers and sisters, in Advent Light tonight, that, you know, we have been hearing from a lot of our brothers and our sisters, our family, our friend, and they are sharing with us how they are troubled, distressed, and problems, sickness, and all these things is coming down upon God's people. And tonight we are here as our dear sister remind us of the wonderful word and encouragement and promises that God have given unto us, that burdens are lifted on Calvary. So I am just encouraging my brothers and sisters in Advent Light, prayer line, to care what it is and what is happening in our life. We know that we have a loving Father who can lift our burden. We have to be obedient. And at this time, I just want to say thank you again. And Sister Carla, I'm asking you, if you see a 201 number on there, can you open the line? She will read us the scripture passage for us, Matthew 11:28-30, and it all proclaiming to the after this song that my dear sister had sung. Thank you, Sister Carl.
Amen. 301-868. I don't see
yes.
a 2, but I see a 301. Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen. 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 301, can you press number 1 and your line will be open?
Hello?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. I guess amen means you can hear me. All right. Good night, everyone. My testimony is that I was blessed coming on the line and hearing those young people. The Word of God said, train up a child in the way they should go, and they will never depart. So they certainly blessed my heart. And I was also blessed. This is double blessing I'm getting from off this line tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
I was blessed to hear Sister Vivine sharing the song, Burden Lifted on Calvary, and to hear that this is her first time that she has visited this line. So we want to say praise God for that, beloved. And so my scripture, you know, I'm so excited. My scripture text today is taken from St. Matthew 11, and I will be reading verse 27 through 30. And it says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son, but the Father neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. And verse 28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. And verse 30 says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What a promise God has given us. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Miss Stephanie, for reading the scripture. Brothers and sisters, you hear how our yoke is heavy. right? Take my yoke upon you. I know God is there. He is our burden bearer. And we can find rest in Jesus. Only he can rest us with all our burden and all our pain and all our trials. This is our burden bearer. And tonight we are encouraging everyone here to cast all our burdens and our care upon Jesus Christ. Thank you for reading the scripture passage. Thank you again, Sister Carla. If there is anyone else on the line would like to share, can you open the line? We are open the line.
Amen.
For me.
Yes, I'll open the line for Brother Lee, Brother O'Neill. I believe Sister Leola said he had something, 15 minutes presentation before we go into prayer. Your line is open, Brother O'Neill. Give it a few minutes. I'm sorry, buffering.
Hello.
Good evening.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, truly burdens are lifted at Calvary. A beautiful song, one of my favorite songs. I want to thank God for His goodness and His grace and His mercy. Taking us safely to another week so far. Tomorrow is the preparation day, you know, so it's a blessing to be alive in spite of all that is going on. I spoke to somebody yesterday, and they said one of their teacher friends, the person is a teacher, lost her life, and, you know, this is based on the COVID crisis. So this thing is taking lives. A lot, and over 80,000 people die in the United States alone, and for our country, America has the most cases and the most deaths. So we see what's going on, and you know where it started first. It started in China. This is a information that I've gathered, and I want to share with you all on the line of what is about to come. And God is telling us that we should be prepared, because the crisis is gonna become wide, and we see all the crisis that is America. We have the terrorist crisis that came in September 11, 2001, and we see that crisis that came. It changed a lot of things. Of activities of what's going on in America from September 11 happened. America have not been the same, and not just America, the world, because anywhere America goes, the world goes too. So I want to share this video. It's an audio, you're going to hear the audio. I'm going to share it. I hope you guys can hear. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Wow. I'm having some issue with the internet because I'm using my phone to connect to it. Using the next phone, but I have an issue. So, give me 1 second. I think it's back up. Give me 1 second. Sister Carly, could let somebody else speak in the meantime while I get it up.
Okay.
Amen.
Sister Carly, yes, can you? And anyone else would like to share, can you press number one and the line will be open. Thanks.
There's no one else has pressed one. It is 7:40 now.
Okay.
But no one else
I will just share a little, right? Can I go now?
Yes. No one else has pressed one.
Okay. I just want to thank all those who participate this evening. And as we have heard the songs, the various songs, we heard the scripture, Matthew 11:28, what Christ said unto us, brothers and sisters, the yoke of restraint and obedient. This is the yoke, and we all need the yoke of Christ. And I will just comment a little about it. Christ said, come unto me, all who that have labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he said, take my yoke upon you, the yoke of restraint and obedience, and learn of me, for I am weak and lonely in heart, and ye shall find unto your soul, rest unto your soul. So we know that rest is in Jesus, brothers and sisters. And I am praying that the Lord will help me, that I will find that rest in him. And to find that rest in him, we have to total surrender all to him, and also to be obedient to him. This is what we are to find rest by: wearing his yoke and bearing his burden. As we heard about, burdens are lifted on Calvary. That's the song remind us. And in being co-worker with Christ is a great work, which he gave his life. Remember what he have done for us? He gave his life. We shall find true rest. When we shall find true rest in him, because while we were sinners, he gave his life for us. And he want us, Christ want us, to come to him and learn of him. Thus we are to find that rest. And he says he will give us that rest. What a wonderful promise is that God promised us, my brothers and sisters on Advent Light, and also the children and everyone who all join us here on Advent Light, where we have all our burdens, all our trials, our sickness, sadness, what is happening in this world now, the various crises with the COVID-19, actually all over this world. People are troubled. People are perplexed. But we know that we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary for us to save us, that we will able to have that rest with him. So, brothers and sisters on Advent Light who join us tonight, let us hold fast. Let us continue to study his word and also share it with others. Yes, sister, that is my little report this evening, just asking each one to pray for one another. Let us draw close to the Lord and follow his precepts. Yes, Sister Carlo. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I don't see anyone else has pressed one. Is Sister Richardson going to give
she's on
today?
Yes,
I don't see her right here.
Yes, brothers and
sisters.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to Brother O'Neill to see if he's ready. And
yes, if he is ready. See if he's ready.
Yeah. See if the audio is okay, if we can hear it before we get to the message. Amen.
And then we can go up for prayer if he is not. Because we don't want to wait too long.
Amen.
We can ask you if you would pray for us if you want, Sister Carla.
Amen. Amen. Brother O'Neill, are you ready? Because the time is fleeting us.
Okay, you could go. You could go ahead because I don't know. I had it on my on my phone and it just like.
Ask him to pray if anything. If you don't.
Okay. Could you give us a word of prayer, please?
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you.
I want to share something from my devotional that I read this morning from the book Faith I Live By. Before I pray, let me share that. So the it's your Faith I Live By, May 14, 2020. 1 second, let me pull it up. FLB. So those who have the app, you could look at FLB, the Faith I Live By. Holiness, its topic is holiness of life. It says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. But I go to this one, paragraph 140.4. It says, no one can be omnipotent, but all can cleanse themselves from filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. God requires every soul to be pure and holy. Hereditary tendencies to wrong. This is part of self that no one need carry about. It is a weakness of humanity. Pet selfishness, because it is a natural trait of character. But unless all selfishness is put away, unless self is crucified, we can never be holy as God is holy. There is in humanity a tendency to suspicious imagining, which circumstances quicken into lively growth. If this trait is indulged, it spoils the character and ruins the soul. And the last paragraph, paragraph 5 said, God requires moral perfection in all. Those who have been given light and opportunities should, as God's stewards, aim for perfection and never, never lower the standard of righteousness to accommodate inherited and cultivated tendencies to wrong. Christ took upon himself our human nature and lived our life to show us that we may be like him. We ought to be holy even as God is holy. And when we comprehend the full significance of this statement and set our heart to do the work of God, to be holy as he is holy, we shall approach the standard set for each individual in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, truly we are grateful for your goodness towards us, your people. You have given us an avenue where we can all come to you at any time, any place, which is prayer. Father, anytime we try to reach out to someone and we do not get them, especially when you call their phone, you'll get a voice note, a busy signal. But when we call upon you, Lord, you're ever ready. You said in Isaiah, before we call, you hear and answer us, O God. Father, you want us to be one with you. As we come, Lord, in the name, mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one that took the role upon himself to redeem us. It was something that the angel was in awe in heaven, that their commander in chief, Jesus Christ, had come to this world to save us from utter ruin. But Lord, we thank you that you came. And Father, with us, want you to help us, Lord, to allow you to live out your life within us. Father, as I pray on behalf of your people, if there's anything in me that is unlike you, O Lord, I ask you to remove it. Any sin, O God, any transgression to your commands. And transgression to your commands is not just the moral law, but also the physical law. Lord, help us, O God, as your people, Lord, redeem the time, because the days are evil. Father, we see the confederacy of the enemy of our soul, Satan. He seeks to destroy because he knows that his time soon be over. So Lord, he's doing everything to depopulate this world. And Lord, you're asking your people, Lord, to populate heaven by living lives that will bring honor and glory to your name. As they said about the disciple, these men are Christians. When people see us, not by our word, but by our action, then we see that we have been with Christ. Father, we see when the disciple was filled with the Holy Spirit, they were of one accord. They were going from place to place. As they have received the promise that you have promised them, that they will do great things, greater things than you. Lord, not that they are greater than you, but you in them can allow them to do great things. So, Lord, that is the same desire that we need, oh God. When you read the book, the Acts of the Apostles, that you have inspired for your people, your last day church, Lord, help us, Lord, to take these counsels, read these books that you have left for us. They are great counsel and to guide us. For any sick among us, Lord, we pray for them, Lord. We pray for those who are struggling through this crisis, Lord. Many people are jobless. The finances drying up, Lord. We see many deaths all over the world based on these things, Lord. And Father, we pray for mercy. We pray for each and every one that is on the line. Because everyone that are on the line of a family represents a family. We pray for them and their family, Lord, their relatives, their friends, their neighbors, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will help them, Lord, in every way. Help us as a people, oh Lord, to allow nothing to separate us from that matchless love. The love of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, Lord. Because you see, when we receive the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, it will guide us and lead us in all truth. So, Lord, let us ask you to help us, Lord. We pray for the person that will share the word tonight, Lord. I pray that you will touch him from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. Inspire him, and I pray for each and every person represented on the line that we'll have receptive here. And as we receive your words, we'll be Berean to search the scripture for ourselves to see if these things are so. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do. Because we wait on you to your time. What you have revealed us after first and grant. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for leading us in prayer. Thank you for your prayer. And also, you was trying to present the video, but eventually you have technical difficulties. So while another evening we will be able to get it. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining Advent Light Prayer Line. Is there any other caller, sister? Caller, can you open for me?
Okay. No one else has pressed one. No one else has pressed one at this time. And we'll either continue to pray or play one of the a short tape. Just spoke to Sister Richardson, so we can continue to pray an encouraging word or just play a short clip from the audio.
Okay. Before we play the short clip, you know, I will just do a little bit of comment here, a little. Right, as I did a part of it, but eventually I would do just a little. As tonight was supposed to be our health ministry, right? Health ministry night, and the theme was actually upon the rest, right? You shall find rest, and it came from Matthew 11:28-30. And as we read it, you know, we will just do a little comment. And there are some more scripture passage here that I can, I'm asking my brothers and sisters, you can take the passage and write to your notepad and just write down the scripture passage that you can go over to check it for yourself. It said here, in Matthew 11:28-29. We also have Isaiah 53:6 in the same passage here, and also Hebrews 4:15 and Isaiah 58:10. And the reading, and I'm reading from Ministry of Healing book, as tonight is our health message, and our speaker, supposed Sister Richardson, so we are expecting her to be on shortly. It said here, tenderly he bade the toiling people to take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your soul. Macho, that's macho. In these words, Christ was speaking to every human being, whether they know it or not. All are weary and heavy laden. All are weighed down with burdens, but only Christ can remove. The heaviest burden that we bear is the burden of sin. So only Christ can remove the burden of sin from all of us, because he said in his word, we are all sin. Come to the glory of God, all of sin, right? And it said the heaviest burden that we bear is the burden of sin. And if we were left to bear this burden, it would crush us. But the sinless one has taken our place. The Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Brothers and sisters, what a Savior. These are promises, and we saw that he is the one that we laid all our burden lay upon him, because he is our burden taker. He has borne the burden of our guilt. He will take the load from our weary shoulders. He will give us rest. The burden of care and sorrow also he will bear. He invites us to cast all our care upon him, for he carries us upon his heart. So, brothers and sisters in Advent Life Prayer Line, we know that all the things that is happening around us, we have our loving Father who we can carry it to. And we know that his word, and we knew his word and his promises is true. He carry us all upon his heart. The elder brother of our race is by the eternal throne. He looks upon every soul who is turning his face towards him as the Savior. He knows by experience what are the weakness of humanity, that are our, what are our wants, and where lies the strength of our temptation. For he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Brothers and sisters, an Advent Light Prayer Line, we saw the life of Christ right here reading these wonderful promises, and we know that he depend upon his Father. He was here with us, and although he was here in this sinful world with all these things that was happening around him there, he never sinned, right? He kept his eyes upon his Father, and this is telling us that we here have to have the experience, right? We have to have this experience so that we know that we can go and also share this experience to others. It said here, he knows by experience what are our weaknesses of humanity, that are our wants, and where lies the strength of our temptation. For he was in all points tempted like us, as we are, yet without sin. So we are praying and hoping that we all to enter that eternal rest with him, brothers and sisters. As he said here, we have to be without sin. That means we have to get the victory, over all sin. He is watching over us. Trembling child of God, he will deliver us. Are you weak? He will strengthen. Are you ignorant? He will enlighten. Are you wounded? He will heal. The Lord telleth the number of the stars, and yet he healeth the broken in heart and binded up their wombs. And we find that in Psalms 147:4-7. Is there anyone else, Sister Carla? I don't want to prolong on. Somebody else is on the line.
No, no one else has pressed one. I don't think I have overlooked anyone. Again, if you want to share, please press one. If you did not hear, press one so we can open your line. Amen.
Amen.
No one.
Okay.
No one.
Okay.
No one.
Oh, make I continue. Whatever your anxiety and trials, spread out your case before the Lord, brothers and sisters. Myself, Sister Powell, whatever your anxiety and trials, spread out your case before the Lord. Your spirit will be braced for endurance. The way will be open for you to disentangle yourself from embarrassment and difficulty. The weaker and more helpless you know yourself to be, the stronger will you become in his strength. The heavier burdens, the more blessed the rest in them upon your burden bearer. What a wonderful promise, Sister Carla, that we can cast all our burden and all our cares upon our burden bearer, who is Jesus Christ. Circumstances may separate friends. The restless waters of the wide sea may roll between us and them, but no circumstances, no distance can separate us from the Savior. Wherever we may be, he is at our right hand to support, maintain, uphold, and cheer. Greater than the love of a mother for her child is Christ's love for his redeemed. It is our privilege to rest in his love, to say, I will trust him, for he gave his life for me. Human love may change, but Christ's love no change. When we cry to him for help, his hand is stretched out to save. And Isaiah 54:10 said, the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my loving kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall my covenant of peace be removed, said Jehovah that have mercy on thee. Brothers and sisters, these are some wonderful promises that our Father leave for us. And he is expecting us to be obedient to his will, his command, all of it, and to follow him and to trust him and to go and share his love to others so that those out there can say truly, I have met a Savior, I've met a Father who loved me and promised me eternal rest with him. Yes, Sister Carla, that's my little finishing, both with the scripture passage and also the song that was sung this evening to strengthen us and to encourage us to know that despite of all things, Jesus Christ is dear to help us and to keep us and to carry out. We only need to be faithful to him and with him. Yes, Sister Carla, if you want to share. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for sharing with us that reading and encouraging. We all should have a testimony or something to share.
And I believe Elder Richardson is on. I will open his line to see if he wants to give us a 15 or 20 minutes so that, you know, instead of playing a clip, because we all should be encouraged. And I do want to share before I open the line for him. Today after work, I was impressed to go out in the neighborhood and walk and just get some fresh air and exercise. And just I had my glow track and just passed out the glow track to the neighbors. And while I was doing that, I went live on Facebook and encouraging people to get out the house. You know, just don't sit around and do nothing. Get out and exercise. Get your vitamin D, fresh air. You know, start a new project. Get out with your family and friends. Meet the neighbors. Encourage them. Do gardening. You know, take a bike ride in and just walk to the park and enjoy nature. And we shall not be fearful because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So let us thank the Lord for his blessing upon each and every one of our lives, and he wants us to be strong and to be faithful. And also Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2 reads, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and be not afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He is become my salvation." And that should be for each and every one of us, you know, the Lord Jehovah becoming our strength and our salvation, because only the Lord can save us. We can't save ourselves or each other. We have to direct our friends and family to the Lord so that we can confess our sins, so we can repent and we can obedient and take up our cross and follow him. Amen. And I just want to encourage family and friends and parents, continue to pray for our children, our you know, those with grandchildren, loved ones that have not accepted the Lord as their personal Savior fully. Continue to pray for them. You know, God will hear and answer in your prayer when you least expect it, in a way that you least expect it. So just be encouraged and be blessed. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for Elder Richardson. Your line is open, Elder Richardson.
All right, Sister Carla, I just was coming on to hear.
Amen. Just an encouraging word or a prayer. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's going to be short tonight. Had a long day. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful and grateful for your mercies towards us, your watch over us, for blessing us, dear God, with blessings and mercies, protection, traveling mercies, O God, for all your providential watch care, Lord, for your providing for us everything that is good. Unto you, Lord, belong it all the praise, all the honor, the glory, Father. And as we on this prayer line, Advent Prayer Line Ministry, bless each and every one. And I pray, O Lord, that our hearts will be blessed, that we will trust and love and serve you, dear God, that we will be faithful, Lord, to you under all trying circumstances. Prepare us, Lord, for the coming crisis. Enable us, Lord, to be drawn closer to you. And give me a word, Lord, for each and every one of us to be encouraged. And, Lord, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Now, we hear about all the problems that are going on in the world today. And we know that definitely mankind in general, we know they are sick from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet. There is no soundness in our body ever since we have been compromised by the enemy, and sin have taken hold of this body. From the very onset, we see that ever since pain and sorrow and sicknesses and every such life have come upon the human race. And not only in the human race has it affected,
but it has affected the whole creation, because the Bible says the whole creation groaneth even now. But in spite of all what is going on in our world today, the pain, the suffering, the various epidemics and pandemic situation, and that people are losing their life each and every day by the hundreds, I would say by the thousands throughout the world. But yet we can have the peace, that peace in the storm of life, in the, and to know that we have hope in spite of all whatever will come and befall us. We know that Jesus is able to keep us and to present us faultless before his throne of grace. So we want to thank God for the blessings that even though we are going through life's turmoil and situation and circumstances, yet we can keep our heads up. You know, the world is do not know which way to turn. They are in a strait, they're in a situation where they do not know which way to turn. But thank God we know who we can turn to and who we have turned to, Jesus, and that we can call upon him at every turn, at every twist. And we know that we have a God who is willing for us to come to him with whatever situation. He's a loving Father in heaven. And we can be encouraged in the fact that God is in control, and he will direct and lead us and keep us, you know, on every side. You know, when we understand about this pandemic situation that we are going through throughout this world, you know, the general aspect of the people are fearful, you know, caught of this. Now, we have many various things that people are relating to the coronavirus. We know that they originally said it's something that originated in Wuhan through these animals and so forth and so on, and through a lab and man-made and all these things. But then we hear another version of it that that it's the 5G. It's the 5G that are causing all these complications. And it was speaking about the setting up of the telecommunication satellite that have these things that affects the body or the human organs and so forth and so on. And we see here that that man in general, their hearts are wicked. As was in the days of Noah, their hearts were evil continually. And man wants to take upon him the role of God to take people's life out, to snuff people's life out, who can live and who will die. And we are seeing how the enemy is working in these days to let many people go down in Christless grave without hope of salvation. But we know that with all what is going on around us and so forth and so on, we know that God is in control, and we know that God is going to put many of us, of his people, to sleep through whatever means and ways, you know, God will allow and permit it. But the whole aspect of it is that we keep our faith focused on the Lord. We know that God will protect us in spite of all what has escalated in the past few months, and that is taking people's life out like dropping like dead flies all over the place. And we know that it's because of this 5G, and I believe it's the 5G thing that they are setting up, that they have said that in these cruise ships they have 5Gs, right?
So if this cruise ship has Pygies, it means that if you are, when you are exposed to this deadly 5G, it will mean then that complication will step in. They're saying that even the planes has 5Gs. Everything that that is around and is setting up for the new world order, all right, and the new world currency, and all these things that that they are bringing about, and they are causing this pandemic, all right, so they can be in control of the world. And we know that this is coming, that new world order, and we know who is will eventually be behind all this, and who will be gained in these things with the papacy, you know. And but we must rest assured that God will protect us and God will keep us, just as He kept the children of Israel in the time of the Egyptians, in the time when they were in bondage and the plagues came, all right? And we see that the 10 plagues that came and really devastated the Egyptians. And we see even in that last plague there with the firstborn, that where the dead angels that passed over, and all those that had blood on the door, the lintel of the door post, the angels, the dead angel passed over them, and they were saved, they were free. And so when we are covered, when we are covered by the blood, when we are covered through the Holy Spirit, when our life is in right relationship with God, you know, we know that God is going to protect us. And when we understand and read what Psalm 91 brought out, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but they will not come nigh us. So we must have that faith to believe that through all this crisis that have come upon the world, God's people can rest assured that we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast while the billows roll, fastened to the rock, which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. And it will firmly hold in the strait of life. And don't care whatever the enemy is throwing on every side. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against them. And we know that this situation is just a wake-up call of what truly is coming in the time of Jacob's trouble. I mean, this is just a tip of the iceberg, you know. It's just, beginning of the footmen experience, so to speak. You know, and God is calling his people to prepare themselves to move out of the city, you know, because we know that they are saying this virus is going to come, well, whatever. I believe also, before I say what I was going to say about this virus, that will come with a vengeance in the fall or the winter time. I believe that the reason why that they are setting up this thing is because the closing of all these different business and schools and churches and everything, that is giving them time to set up these 5Gs all over the place. And I'm telling you, this is what is actually going to bring destruction upon people, you know, where their organs are concerned. I mean, it's going to be bad. It's going to be terrible. And we do not want to know that we are around these 5Gs tower falls. We want to know that we are somewhere situated in the country. And I believe that this is where God is calling and directing his people to leave the cities. I mean, we should have been out of the cities years. I mean, Sister White, when she said about leaving the cities, I mean, she said that in the late 18th century. If that was then, how about now? I mean, we have far past the boundary where leaving the cities, you know? So this is a wake-up call for us to realize and understand that when God says something, it's going to come to pass, whether we accept it or we don't accept it. All right? Everything that the Bible says that will come to pass, it will happen. All right? This is the setting up, as I said earlier, for the introducing and the introduction of the New World Order that will bring in one global currency and one world order where the papacy are all behind these things that will usher in the Sunday law and every such way. And we see right now that even the governments of countries does not have this thing under control. They do not know how to deal with it. You know, and then also the economy. The economy is about to collapse. I mean, it is going to get worse, you know. And this is time for God's people to take flight out of the city, just as the time of the before the destruction of Jerusalem, when Cestius came the first time in 67, about there, and they retreated. That was an opportunity for every Christian to have left to the mountains, and that's what it did. Not one Christian perished in the destruction of Jerusalem. And we know about 3 years after, Titus came and surrounded again the city, and we see how many destruction of life and Jerusalem, I mean, burning down the temple that Jesus predicted. So it is a wake-up call for all of us, brethren and sisters, to realize what time it is. And knowing the time, the Bible says in Romans 13:11, that it's high time to awake out of sleep. We need to shake off our slumber and to come to the place where we need to pray. And when we understand that when Jesus was, and I know we keep on hearing this over and over, but, you know, by beholding we become changed, and by hearing, faith come by hearing, and by hearing the word of God, that reminds us that what was, according to Ecclesiastes 1:11, it will be. All right, so what happened in the past is going to be repeated. And even when Jesus was in the crisis of his life, knowing that what was coming to him, Jesus needed the encouragement and the support of the disciples. And when he told them to watch and pray while he go yonder to pray, and we realize that and understand that on 3 consecutive times, when Jesus came by again to the disciples, they were asleep. They were fast asleep during the crisis. You know, and we see here that without any exception, there's a crisis that is coming before us, the time of Jacob's trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. And God is calling for us as a people to not to be slumbering and sleeping. You know, we need to wake up and realize that very soon the bridegroom, Christ, will come. And we cannot allow and afford ourselves to be without oil in our lamps. You know, we must make sure that we have the unction of the Holy Spirit of God in our hearts and in our lives. That will prepare us to meet the bridegroom Jesus when he comes. And not to find ourselves in any way, in any wise, without oil in our lamps, and we have to ask, you know, for God's grace or of His Spirit, you know, to pray for you when you fail of not preparing yourself. And that's why Jesus said that men always ought to pray, lifting up holy hands and not to cease. And Jesus said, if the good man of the house should know what time the thief will come, he will have watched and not suffer his house to be broken into. And that's why Jesus says we need to be watching unto prayer. And we need to seek him wholeheartedly in preparing ourselves and our lives for the crisis that is before us. Jacob, crisis before him. Double crisis. All right? He had a crisis with Laban coming, you know, with the intention, you know, to do him hurt and harm. The angel had to tell Laban, don't touch Jacob, and likewise with Esau, you know. And Jacob had to find himself in the experience of sending his family away and spending time with God in prayer alone. And that's where we need to come in experience in seeking the Lord while he may be found, in calling upon him while he's near. And that's why we need day by day, by the grace of God, to make our calling and election sure. You know, I know we need to be encouraged about healthy living and healthy lifestyle, which is all good. But if we don't have a healthy spiritual lifestyle with Christ, you know, it works hand in hand. That's why the Bible said in John 3 and verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. So God wants us to be healthy in our day-by-day living, our mental aspect, and in every way, even as our soul prospers. So we got to make sure by the grace of God that we live a healthy life in Christ each and every day by praying and by contemplation in him and meditation and surrendering and submitting our lives and witnessing for him and praying each and every day that our spiritual life will be healthy, even as our soul prosper, even as we prosper in every aspect of health. This is why, by the grace of God, that we need to make sure that whatever we put in our bodies, it will, as the Bible said, whether therefore you eat or you drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So, brethren and sisters, let us, by the grace of God, eat that which is healthy in every aspect of our lives. Drink that which is healthy in every aspect of our life. Be restful. Be at peace with God. And let us be witnesses for Christ. You know, we want to be balanced Christians. We cannot be unbalanced. In other words, we must make sure that we are doing everything that we know what the Bible says to do. All right, and that what brings mental and spiritual health to our souls and our relationship with Jesus, because the Bible says to him to know to do good and do it is not, to him it is sin. So if we know that we need to come up to every point and position in our relationship with Christ, to pray the more, to eat healthier in our life, in our day-by-day habits of practicing health reform and everything like that. And we are not giving our bodies the healthy nutrients and the vitamins and the restfulness and the exercise that our body needs day by day, then we will not have a healthy functioning body. You know, I know sin have caused our body, as I said from the very onset, from the start, that that man, because of sin, we are going through crisis and situations in our lives each and every day. And we need to follow what the Bible says in following the blueprint, God's original plan for us, for healthy lifestyle and for healthy living. You know, and even in our mindset, we got to think positive. We got to always be happy in a meditation and prayer. You know, the Bible says, merry heart, do it good as a medicine. So we must make sure that we have the joy and the peace in our souls that pass it all understanding. And when we come to that relationship with Jesus and that experience with the Lord, and we know who Christ is in our lives, and we can have that relationship with Him, you know, that intimate relationship with Him, and experience in our own life the saving power of the grace of Christ, then when we have the mind of Christ, then we are going to think like Christ and do the things that we need to do as Christians. And that will make us be happier people as a people of God in these last days. We must take up our God-given responsibilities, our God-given call of duties and responsibilities in sharing and giving this good news of salvation to each and every one. And that brings health, spiritual health to our soul when we know that we are doing the Master's bidding. And we know that, yes, the Lord said, the harvest truly is plenteous and the laborers are few. And that's why we need to pray and ask God to help us to be co-laborers, co-partners with Him in aggressive evangelism. And when this is done, we know by the grace of God that we will be the chosen, elected, called out people out of a world of darkness into His marvelous light. And by having the light of Christ in our life, the Holy Spirit, this is what brings the true aspect of joy and peace and blessing to our souls. Because we know that we have that peace in our hearts. We know that by the grace of God that we are walking in the light, presence, and in His countenance each and every day, that the blessing of God will follow us in our day-by-day living and in our day-by-day lifestyle. And that what brings about overall health and overall blessing when we follow the God's way and God's doing, and to follow on to know the Lord in righteousness. And that brings peace, that brings joy, that brings happiness, that is the fruit of the Spirit, all right? And this is what brings us into a blessing relationship with the Lord and with each other. And that's why we can live each and every day, as I close up on this note, that we can live each and every day in the sight of a holy God, in spite of the pandemic, in spite of the wickedness and the evil influence that is all around us. We can shine forth beacons in a dark place, and we can live and above this world. We can keep our heads up, and we can keep a joy of heart and a joy of spirit, and where we can have that smile on our face, and where we can, when the world is worried and stressed out by the grace of God and do not know which way to turn, and we know who we can turn to and whom we have turned to, and what blessings and what difference that God is making in our lives, and as he's leading us each and every day by the grace of God. So let's keep on a straight way that leads to life. All right, and we want to make sure that we are of the few. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 7:13-14, enter ye into the straight gate, for broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that find it. We don't want to be on that broad path. We don't want to be in that road of rebellion and transgression against God. We want to be on the straight and the narrow way that leads to life, and few there be that go thereat. That 144,000 preparing us for the coming crisis. Our character, our robe must be cleansed and made pure, and the righteousness of Christ must cover us thoroughly, and our hearts and minds must be directed to God. Our lives must be committed and submitted, whereby the Spirit of God can lead us day by day in the path of righteousness and holiness. And this is what brings true joy and true blessing to our health, that brings health to our minds and to our bodies and to our souls and to our spirit. To Him to know to do good, and do it not, to Him it is sin. So let us do the right that God has permitted to shine in our pathway. Let us be faithful. Let us keep trusting Him. Let us keep praying the more. Let us keep devoting our lives to Him and submitting each and every day by calling on the Lord, by praying between the porch and the altar, and going into our prayer closet, our hearts to God for His blessings and His grace and His mercies, whereby in return we can give God the praise, the honor, and the glory that is due to Him. You know, too many times we tend to, you know, we want to hear about doctrine, we want to hear about prophecy and all these things. Yes, all these things are good, but our hearts must be in place. Our hearts must be in right relationship with God. And even as Paul said, now abideth faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these are charity, which is love. So we may have sing like angels. We may understand all prophecy and preach like Paul and have all gifts and talents and abilities and this. But if we don't have the love of the Spirit of Christ in us, guiding us and leading us each and every day, we are but sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. So my encouragement mm-hmm. to us all, brethren, is hold to the end, trust to the end, pray to the end, and continue by the grace of God, forgetting those things which are behind, and I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, God, for your words. We thank you for the message, Lord, that you have spoken through me and by me and in me, Lord, and given me words of utterance. And, Lord, to encourage your people and even myself, I want to thank you and praise and glorify your name. Bless us all. Help us all to be faithful. See us through this situation, Lord, in this world. Help us to look to you, Lord, by faith, Lord, and to live above, Lord, all the situations and the problems, oh Lord, that we will have Jesus, Lord, take us and see us through all these. Under his wings he shall cover us. And Lord, we have nothing to fear for the future because we have not forgotten the way the Lord has been leading us in time past. So bless us. Help us all to have a good night and help us all to be faithful. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister.
Amen.
Carl.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder, for presenting us that wonderful, encouraging message, both of the situation that we are in and what we are facing with this coronavirus 19, and also the information that you have given unto us with the 5G. And we want to thank God because these are times that we need to learn and to know what is going on. And also thank you in reminding us, encouraging us about the country living, and that we should be there for quite a while, but now we are still here. But, you know, but we just ask the Lord to help us that we will all be ready and prepared to that. And also thank you for bringing our help tip to us that, you know, we have to be obedient. And this scripture came to mind, the river and the tree of life in Revelation 22. And Jesus said in his word, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits and yield their fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Thank God we know that the Bible that we have now here is the tree of life, and we know that Christ is also the tree of life. So we have the Bible here. We also have the promises. His promises, all is in the Word for we to study. So we want to thank you for bringing the message tonight. And brothers and sisters in Advent Light Prayer Line, we just want to thank everyone who joined us. We have the new callers for the first time who came on the line, who present a song. We just want to let you know, Advent Light, welcome you on Advent Light, not just for tonight alone. We are asking you that you can come and share the talent and gift that God has given unto you. We also have the scripture was read by Sister Stephanie from Maryland. We want to thank her for presenting it. Also, my grandchildren, sister and mother, Sister Ashleen and Naomi and Denise and Adra. We want to thank Sister Carla and everyone, Sister Leola, who bring their report and, you know, comforting words. Also, Brother O'Neill. So we want to thank you all. Yes, and I would just want to thank you, Brother everyone, and Sister Carla. Thanks, Sister Carla. Always been faithful to open the line. And again, we thank Sister Scott for her song, Sister Carla. So we thank everyone who joined and those who was listening, you know, maybe unspoken requests. We just want to thank you all. And we are encouraging you tomorrow night, which is the Sabbath night. We are asking you all that you can join us and share. God bless. Blessed night. I think you want, Sister Carla, you want to pray. I don't know. I think I talk in.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray and close, brothers and sisters. Father, we thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's on the prayer line. We thank you for their unspoken requests, oh, Father. You know the heartache. You know the worries. You know the fears of your children. You know what's on their mind, how many are praying for their children, their loved one, Lord, their grandchildren, that they will get into the ark, that they will accept you as their personal Savior, Lord. As in Psalms 37, it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, Lord. Help us to remember not to do evil, not to think evil of these wicked ones, but to pray for them, O Father, so in that you will impress upon their heart and they will accept you and turn from their wicked ways to serve you, Lord. Bless us, give us a good night. Wake us up in the morning, Lord, to see a new day, a new time to come before you in prayer and in thanksgiving, in worship and honor, which all belongs to you, O Lord. We thank you ever so much. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Have a good night. Jesus loves you. Bye-bye.